Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky Shlita shared with me a beautiful ha'ara, may inyan le'inyan very much ma'isa inyan. That is, there's a well-known halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber is in Simon Shin Sadik Dalet, it's in Hilchas Avelos, it's Siv Katan Dalet. Quote, Kol Shloisha Yamim, a person that lo yaleinu is sitting shiva, he's in an Avelos. So the first 3 days that an Avel sitting shiva, yire ha'Avel, the Avel should view himself, kilu cherev munachas loy ben kseifav, as if there's a sword that's between his shoulders. Mishloy shavat shiva, from day 3 until 7, kilu zakuf kenegdei bekeren zavas. He should view himself not as if it's literally between his shoulders, but it's zakuf kenegdei, it's standing towards him, it's in the corner. Mishivavat shloishim, from the shiva until shloishim, kilu averes lefana b'shok. It's as if it's passing him in the street. V'chal oysa shana, and the entire year he should have a feeling of hadin matuach keneged oysa mishpacha, as if on some level the mishpacha has a little bit of din. Says the Mechaber, stating that, v'noilat ben zachar ba'oysa mishpacha, if this family has a ben zachar, nisrap b'kol ha'mishpacha. The entire family is going to get a refuah. The makar to this halach and Shulchan Aruch is a Yerushalmi, it's a Marikot and a Perek Ve'elu Magalchen. And the gist of it is that after a person loses a loved one, he's sitting shiva, so on some level there's a midas hadin that he should feel is on negeya to his mishpacha. First 3 days, 7 days, shloishim, the shana, whatever this means, but on some level he should have that hergish. But there's an easy way out. V'noilat ben zachar ba'isa mishpacha, Nisrapis Kol HaMishpach. And the question is, what does Noilad Ben Zachar have to do with Nisrapis Kol HaMishpach? And even better, why only a Ben Zachar? And what's wrong with a Bas Tchila, that Simon Yafei Lebanah? A Bas doesn't have that same kayach. So Davka Noilad Ben Zachar, Nisrapis Kol HaMishpach. So Rav Kamenetsky shtelt to a Marshal. This is in Shailas Yechuvas Marshal. It's Simon Ayin. So the Marshal was asked the following question. There was someone that had to make a bris milah. He had a child that he was going to be machnas lebrisay shel Avram Avinu be'itayi bezmanin. And then Rachmana Litzlan, his mother, passed away. And the question was, he just became an oinim because he lost his mother. So should he do the bris milah anyways, and then afterwards bury his mother and be mekayim the mitzvah of kfur? Or maybe no. Maybe being that he's an oinin right now, the right thing to do is for him to bury his mother, and afterwards he'll push off the bris milah a little bit. That's when he's going to do the bris milah. So said the Marshal, at first glance, you would think it's pashet that he shouldn't do the bris milah. And even though bris milah is rizim akdim l'mitzvahs, v'yashkim avron baboiker, it's something that has to be done bismanoi. But at the same time, said the Marshal, an oinin we know is patam in ha-mitzvahs. So if an oinin is patam in ha-mitzvahs, right now he technically doesn't have a mitzvah bris milah. So this is the father of the child, he has a mitzvah of milah, but now when he's an oinin is patam in ha-mitzvahs, he doesn't put on tefillin, he's patam in ha-mitzvahs. So if he's patam in ha-mitzvahs, the chayr doesn't have the mitzvah of milah. So if he doesn't have the mitzvah of milah, based on that, in svara, you would think he shouldn't go ahead and do it. So said the Marshal, my first reaction when I heard the shaila was, is that he should bury his mother, and he should not do the mitzvah. He should not do the mitzvah of milah. But at the end of the tshuva, says the Marshal, I want to say a svara, not that way. That is, why is it that an oinein is patam in ha-mitzvahs? The reason he's patam in ha-mitzvahs, it's mavur, it's mishum kovet ha-meis. The reason is because he has an obligation now to give proper kovet to the meis. It's a very, very big deal. It's such a big deal that he's patam from mitzvahs, even from mitzvahs d'oraisa. It's because of kovet ha-meis. We want him to be mechaber the meis. See, says the Yerushalmi, says that after a person loses a relative, on some level there's a midas hadin of noilat ben zachar nisrap b'kol ha-mishpacha. Says the Marshal, quote, v'hachnasasay lebris hi leidasay. What's the definition of noilat? It's the bris milah. Hachnasasay lebris hi leidasay. So if that's the case, doing bris milah is kavod ha-meis. Because the mace somehow is bringing a midas hadin. But right now you have an ability to do a bris milah. The bris milah is going to take away the midas hadin. So it's a tremendous covet for the mace to go ahead and remove the midas hadin that came about. So he says, it's pashut to him, that even though there's a cheshman that he's patam in ha-mitzvahs, maybe he shouldn't do it. But at the same time, there's an idea of covet ha-mace. And this is good for covet ha-mace. And the whole reason Onus patam in ha-mitzvahs is because of covet ha-mace. Here the covet ha-mace is not to not do the mitzvah. Here the covet Ames is to do the mitzvah. The point is, the Marshal was megala to us that this idea of noilad ben zachar ba'isa mishpacha nisrapis kol ha-mishpacha, it means bris milah. That explains why it's only true for a boy and not for a girl. But again, what's the pshat? Why does Bris Milah have the ability to heal the mishpacha? So Rabbi Kamenetsky said, Hafla v'fela. Yesh loymar, it's the Ramah that we spoke about in Simen Reish Samache. Where the Ramah quotes the Marilu, quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, the topic of the raid the last 2 days, who said that when someone does Bris Milah, it's Hareyu Kemak Diktairis. Whether it's only the Sandik, like it's Mashma from the Achroinim, or maybe even the Maya, like the Chsam Sofer said. But regardless, there's an idea that when there's a Bris Milah, it's Kemak Diktairis. Ktairis is Yosimu Ktaira Ba'Pecha, like the Chsam Sofer and the Afla Taich. What does Apecha mean? Miloshen like you find that the magefon at sorrow. So there's a midas adin. You know what takes it away? Ketores. Ketores has that koyach. That's the koyach of ketores. So it's noilad ben is the oisam mishpacha and esrap is kol mishpacha because noilad like the marshal means brismila. Brismila is the koyach of ketores. And if it's the koyach of ketores, that's maybe why it is that esrap is kol mishpacha.